How many want to see the world healed? How many want to see this country healed? Amen. How many think it's possible? I hope you all raise your hand. I hope you all do. Praise God. When I became a pastor many years before that, I used to pray about sermons, and I used to say, Lord, I want to do something special for you. I want to do something that moves people to you. I want to do something that tells the world about you. Amen. It's on my heart when I put sermons together, when I'm thinking to God, when I'm talking to God. Today, I want you to feel that with me. Today, I want you to know that this sermon is about God. Amen. It's about healing. It's about a healing for the United States of America. It's a healing for us. Amen. A chance for us to move forward with this. Amen. And it's with our God. We want God to shine. Amen. Not man to shine. Hallelujah. Somebody had just read where the devil has three soldiers. He sent three soldiers out to find out what the devil can do. And the first soldier come back and said, I got it. I got it all figured out. We're just going to tell the world there's no God. And the devil said, we've already tried that. It doesn't work. And the second soldier came back and said, I got it. I got the answer. We're going to tell the world that there's no such thing as sin. Sin doesn't exist. And the devil said, we already tried it. It doesn't work. Then the third soldier came back, a little smarter than the other two. And he said, I got it. I want to tell the people there's no hurry. Take your time with God. And Satan said, that's it. I'm going to tell the people you got tomorrow. You can do it next week. You can let go of yesterday. You can hold on. You don't have to worry about God today because you feel good today. You have no need for God. See, we don't have any time. Amen. You want those changes we talked about? Amen. It's time today. This is your time. This is the vacancy you want to leave. When people look at this church 50 years from now and say, you know what those folks did in there? They moved this town. They moved with God, and God moved with them. Amen. And don't think one person matters. Amen. You say, I might be one person. This morning on the news, they found one couple. One. How many couples? One couple that had a problem getting a marriage certificate in Louisiana. Two men wanted to get married. You know the law was passed the other day? And they found one couple that couldn't get married. And they tried, and what it came down to is they didn't like what it said on the marriage application, husband and wife. It hadn't been changed yet. They tried to make it sound like the people didn't want them to, but you understand what I'm saying? Not how you feel about that. They found one couple. One. So when you say, I'm only one person, let me tell you, they can find you if you do God's work. If you have a light shining on you, Deacon Chuck, they can't refuse to see you. You can move the mountains, amen, because God is behind you doing the pushing. How many know you got a friend with Jesus? Truly. Do you talk to him? You can talk to him all the time. You can spend some time in his company. Just fellowship with Jesus. Amen? God will give you a new spirit. He will give you new things to think about. He will lead you. If you just sometimes listen, he'll tell you things, and you'll get understanding from God. He truly will. Do you all believe that? Hallelujah. I hope you do. Responsive reading, Psalm 65. Blessed is the man you choose and cause to approach you, that he may dwell in your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, of your holy temple. Hallelujah. Who established the mountains by his strength, being clothed with power? Hallelujah. They also who dwell in the farthest parts are afraid of your signs. You make the outgoings of the morning and evening rejoice. The earth and water greatly enrich it. The rivers of God is full of water. You provide their grain, for so you have prayer. Yes, he has. Your water, its ridges abundantly. You settle its furrows. You make it soft with showers. You bless its growth. You Hallelujah. Psalm 65. Sometimes you say you have a problem reading the Bible, and I know people are getting into that Bible study that we're having that Gary has blessed us to be, and he's got some new stuff coming for the Bible study this week. I see you've got some handouts for folks, and sometimes some things are a little harder to understand, but don't let the devil make you give in. Just keep coming, and don't be afraid to say, hey, Gary, I didn't quite get that. Could you say it again? Hey, because that's what he yearns for. Your teacher yearns to show you and teach you. So if you don't get something, don't leave saying, I didn't quite understand that, because he's standing right here. Gary will lead you through it. Amen. He's doing the work. He's doing the study. He knows what he's preaching on. Amen. The Bible study is simply for you to understand what this book is all about. Amen. And if you say, I don't know where to go, I say, go to Proverbs. Just open up to Proverbs. They're very easy to understand. Solomon's wisdom came from God. Are you with me? Let that feed you. Get stronger in the Word, because the more confidence you have in God, amen, the more peace and security you have. How many know that? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Things are getting crazy. But just know that we're under God's control. Amen. I don't want you to worry about the world. Jesus said, I didn't come for the world. I came to save those who want me. Amen. When you see things that's happening in the world, don't let it affect you. That's where God's protection starts to come in. It doesn't touch you. Amen. It doesn't touch you. We're not here to worry about what the people are doing. We're here to help people get closer to God. Are you with me? A lot of things are happening, and you're going to read more things and see more, because the devil is really sly, and he knows what to do to get people upset. He knows what to do to separate people. Amen? And he's doing a good job of finding ways to separate us by getting us distracted by issues that have nothing to do with the church. Amen? The believers. Amen? And remember this one thing, too. Please remember this when you see things in the world and you start to pick up this Bible and it says, well, it says it's a sin and they're going to hell. I just remember this. Love covers a multitude of sin. So before you look at something and judge it and say what it is and how bad it is, just remember, you don't know the person. You don't know that person, and you don't know God how he knows that person. And just remember, love covers a multitude of sin. When you say, Pastor, is there sin? Absolutely. You know there's sin, and I know there's sin. Amen? And there's believers in the world who are fighting today. They love God with all their heart, and they know that some of the things they're doing and saying are against what this book says. Amen? And they're coming to church. They're still coming to church. Are you with me? They're not giving up on God. They get on their knees and say, Lord, help me. Help me and guide me. And those people will not come against us. Amen? Those people will come because they know the Word of God. Amen? And even though we might disagree on something, they know our faith and they know what we believe because they know this Word. And they won't come against us. Amen? But the world will try to. You just need to stand strong in your faith and know that God has your back. Amen? God has my back as a pastor. I know that some of the things are coming. I know what happened this week, and they said, well, that doesn't affect the church. And I also know that that's today it doesn't affect the church. I know that somebody else wants it to affect the church. Amen? But I know that God has my back. So I'm not worried about the world. And I don't want you to be worried about the sins of the world and the evils of the world. Amen? Because that's a distraction to getting you away from your time with God. Are you with me? That's God. That's where God is saying, hey, Jesus said, I didn't come here to judge the world. I came here for those who love me and want me. That's all of you, amen? He's got you covered. He's not worried. He wasn't wanting you to be worried about people who don't want to know him. So I beg you for this one thing. Please, be slow to answer. Right, Sergio? When somebody comes to you and they got this question and you know there's a bomb behind the question, I beg you to please be slow to answer. Use the wisdom. Be slow to say how you feel to people who aren't believers, amen? Because all they're going to do is trample your faith. They're going to trample your belief in God. They're going to mock your God. I see it already. I've heard it already. They mock what they don't know. They talk about this book like it's evil. That's because they don't know it, amen? They talk about God like he's some controlling figure, but they don't know him, amen? They say, well, how come God didn't do that, or how come God didn't do that? Those people would be the first to complain if God did intervene, amen? Amen? They say, well, he's trying to control me now. Don't get caught up in arguing with somebody who doesn't believe what you believe. Amen? Amen? This book says that there's people out there starving for what you have. Lisa, they're starving to know about God. So you find somebody starving, and they will feed off of your table every single day to hear what you have to say. Those are the people that are ready. We didn't do anything to get them ready, amen? Those are people that somebody else before us got ready. They want to hear the word of God. They want to know that God is real. Those are the people that you want to talk to. The Bible says not to argue with a fool. And I'm not, you know, you say, well, Pastor, you're calling somebody a fool. No, it's just don't argue with somebody that doesn't have what you have, doesn't have the love of God inside them. Amen. Don't argue with them for people who don't have this word inside of them, because all they'll do is mock you. You will not get anywhere with them. Amen. You won't get in. It's like my friends and I, we love to go hunting. We don't argue with people who don't like to hunt. Because we won't get anywhere. You won't move it an inch, amen? So you leave them alone and you walk away and you talk to people who want to learn about it and know about it. God is so much more than that, amen? That's the testimony today. Trust God. When you see things and you're saying, oh, God said, I already saw that. I mean, we read from Jude. How many remember 2 weeks ago we read the book of Jude? Amen? And that was 65 years after the cross. And Jude is saying about all the atrocities in the world. 65 years after the cross, God sees it all. Amen? And he knows what's going on. And he knows that this is Satan's last shot at getting some people to pull away from God. Amen? Steal your peace. Steal your joy. Amen? It's got nothing with us. I just ask you to be slow to answer, slow to speak, and just stay focused on the people that God brings to you that you can heal. Amen? Because God is a healer. Say that with me. God is a healer. He wants to heal people. He does not want to divide. The devil is the father of all lies. Amen? He's the father of all lies. He's going to divide. He's going to find things to divide you with. Amen? Are you with me? He's going to find a cause, and somebody's going to holler, and people who don't even know they dislike each other all of a sudden dislike each other over nothing. Amen? That's the devil's way. God's way is saying, I love you. Let's go together and break bread. Let's go and have a dinner. Let's go do something together in love. Amen? That's God. That's what's going to draw people to this church, amen? That's what draws people to you, God, amen? The love, amen? God is love. He's peace. He's joy. He's comfort. And the world doesn't know this, not that it's a secret, but God is prosperity, amen? How many know that God wants you to prosper? Are you with me? God wants you to prosper. Prosper, Bernie. He doesn't want you to grovel and have to beg. He wants you to prosper. So, well, God doesn't want me to, well, what about money? No, he doesn't want you to love the money, but he wants you to prosper. Amen? Your Father in heaven wants good things for you. You wonder, why doesn't everybody want that? It's been that way since Cain and Abel. Amen? Hallelujah. Give your God praise and glory right now and trust him. Lord, we are not going to look at the world and worry. We're not going to look at the world and get upset and get excited. And we're not going to call people sinners. And we're not going to call people names. We're just going to pull back, Lord, and stay under your wings, under your protection. Because we know that they don't know you. They don't know you. They're unbelievers. They don't understand you. They've been led astray by other people who don't understand you. They've been led astray by other people who follow other gods and other thoughts. And let's just feel good today. And we know that their reward at the end is what they had in life. That's the difference. Those that don't love you and don't know you have their reward now. We're here for a season, and our joy is in what follows because we love you. We're here for a short season, but our peace and our hope and our faith is on tomorrow with you. That's why we love you. That's what it's about for us Christians. We want more people to know you, because if they know you and love you, they can't hurt me. If they know you and understand you and see the good that you have, they can't hurt me. They can't mock me, because they love me as I love them. We leave the unbelievers to you. to leave them to themselves. What they have is all they're ever going to have. There's no hope in after. No hope. So we pray that they find you. We love them enough to tell them about you. But we pray that they find you, Lord, to have that hope for tomorrow. Because this is not all there is. Because you rose again that third day, and we have you as our advocate. We have you who have told us all about eternity in paradise. That's our hope. So we're going to let go of the distractions. Let go of who wants what, when, where, and who this and that. Because it has nothing to do with us and our walk with you and our lives. With our children and our grandchildren. And the people around us we love, we need to tell them more about you. About you, Lord. Your love. We need to tell them about your amazing grace. In Jesus' name I pray. Children, you guys know me. Some of you have known me for many, many years. I'm just telling you, I want to do great things for God. I want to do great. I do. I want God's name lifted high. I want to change your lives. I want to change the world. I want to change the United States of America. I want to heal. I want to do it. Amen. Does anybody want to join me? Do you want to join me in bringing God out? Hello. I know you know me. I know you see me playing Merle Haggard. I know you know me from all the years. Art and Gladys knew me from the countryside. But I love God. Amen. I'm the same person. But I believe God can change the world. Amen. Are you with me? Are you with me? I got a pill here. One little pill. If you take this pill, it will change the world. I've got one message. One message to change the world. See, you're laughing. I like that. What song did we sing before? Amazing Grace. Oh, I heard people talking about it this week, and it maybe got me all excited. Oh, you're talking about Amazing Grace. And we all fall short. How many know that? How many know we all fall short? Is there anybody in this world that hasn't fallen short? And the people in the other churches, is there anybody perfect over there? Anybody perfect in the world? I want to hear you. No, right? We've all fallen short, so we all fail. Amen? How many fail? Hallelujah. I got a pill here. We're going to give it to the world. It's going to be, I'm telling you, forgiveness. And I'm not talking about forgiving somebody for, I'm saying now, I'm going to just stay with me. Forgiveness, what? Forgiveness. Holds no expectation. When you forgive somebody, what happens? It's over. Amen? When you forgive, it's over. The matter is what? Settled. David, if I said I forgive you, it's done. Amen? You say to me, Larry, I forgive you for... Brenda, you said to me, I forgive you for throwing you under the bus last Sunday. It is settled. But my spirit was all messed up because I did that to you. But God on the cross. Let me ask you something. What did you do? What did you do, Gary, to deserve him to be on that cross dying for you? What did you do? What did you do, Gene, for him to die on the cross? What did you do to deserve that? Hallelujah. Who forgave you? Amazing grace. Amen. I heard it this week. I got so excited. Forgiveness with expectation. Forgiveness with expectation, listen to me, isn't forgiveness at all, is it? If you forgive somebody and say, yeah, but you still owe me, that you didn't forgive them, amen? If you say, I forgive you, but I'm still upset you said it, you didn't forgive you, did you? When you forgive, it is what? Hallelujah. Nothing more is required, for it is given freely. God calls us to do what? Oh, congregation, forgive us our trespasses as? not a pill. It's going to, I'm telling you what. I'm telling you, I want to call every church. I am on fire. You notice? I want to call every church in the country. I do. Fred, I want this everywhere. Forgiveness heals. Understand this? Forgiveness heals not just the person you forgive, but it heals you. Amen? You've let go of a problem that was eating you out inside. You let go of something that was holding you down. Are you with me? Forgiveness means to make well. Elder Pat, you understand, it makes well. When you forgive somebody, you make them well and you made yourself well. Because it has no what? Expectation. Are you with me? Forgiveness does this. Forgiveness does this. It releases anger. Oh my God. People don't want to be let go of the anger. How many know that? People want to be angry because it serves whatever purpose they want. Oh, this happened 150 years ago and I'm mad about it today. What about forgiving me for something I did? Amen? Because we all... Hallelujah. Forgiveness releases the anger and resentment. It sets us free to live together, to prosper together. Amen? And when you forgive and the world gets better, who gets lifted up? Who do they start talking about? My God, how could you? They said those people, my God, the terror in that church, I can't. We still weep with them. We still weep with them. But they've forgiven. Amen? They've already started the healing. They've forgiven that man, that bully, deranged. They didn't want anything done. They didn't want anything removed. They didn't want anybody else to suffer. They forgave him. Amen? And they started walking in healing. Are you with me? They started to heal. The world, you see it. I don't care what you're watching. You see it. They don't understand. Well, that happened. So we need to remove it. We need to. And the church is saying, we don't want any part of that. We're done with that. I've forgiven that thing. I don't even want to know about it because I gave it to God. And forgiveness requires no expectation. Are you with me? Unbelievers, understand this. Unbelievers will not understand it. They won't get it. They don't get it. Are you with me? Hallelujah. You don't know what they did. You don't know 150 years ago what they did. You don't know 200 years ago what they did. I'm mad about it. I don't know anybody that was there. I don't have any relatives there. I don't even know if my relatives were even there. My relatives might have come from Hungary. I don't know where my relatives might have come from Russia. I don't know where they came from, but something must have happened. Hallelujah. You don't understand how bad it was, really? Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Then Pilate, when he called together the chief priests, who did he call? The big shots, the rulers and his people. He said to them, you have brought this man to me, the one who misleads the people. And indeed, having examined him in your presence, I have found no fault in this man concerning those things which you accused him of. People are blaming me for things that happened 150 years ago. I don't know anything about it. Amen? No, neither did Herod, he said, for I send you back to him. And indeed, nothing deserving of death has been done by him. I will therefore chastise him and release him. He's still innocent, but the king is still going to do something to him. Are you with me? For it was necessary for him to release one at that feast. And they all cried out at once. Who cried out? The chief priests, the rulers, and all the big shots cried out, saying, away with this man and release to us Barabbas, Jim, who had been thrown into prison for a certain rebellion made in the city, and he was a murderer, and they wanted him released. Pilate, therefore, wishing to release Jesus, again called out to them. But they shouted, saying, crucify him, crucify him. Then he said to them the third time, why? What evil has he done? I have found no reason for death in him. I therefore chastise him and let him go. But they were insistent, demanding with loud voices that he be crucified. He's doing with what? Loud voices? Amen? They can yell, amen? You need to start yelling about God. Are you with me? Loud voices. Hallelujah. But that he should be crucified. And the voices of these men and of the chief priests prevailed, so Pilate gave sentence that it should be as they requested. And he released to them the one that they requested, for rebellion and murder had been thrown into prison. A murderer. Say that with me. A murderer had been thrown into prison, but he delivered Jesus to their will. There were also two others, criminals, led with him to be put to death. And when they had come to the place called Calvary, there they crucified him. and the criminals, one on the right, one on the left. Then Jesus said, who said? Jesus said, amazing grace. Say that, amazing grace. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. When Jesus died on the cross, according to John, he said three more words. He said, it is finished. When something is finished, it's over. It's done. Amen? Nothing more needed to be added. Amen? No more laws needed to be added. No more regulations needed to be added. Jesus said what? It is finished. Hallelujah. Father, forgive them for crucifying our Lord. And say, he asked for what? Hallelujah. What did we do to deserve that? What, Aaron, what deed did you do to deserve that? Amen? Oh, ready? Amazing grace. How many heard it this week? I heard it this week. Amazing grace. You know what? It's easy to say. Y'all say, right? Oh, no, amazing grace, how sweet thou art. It's easy to talk about. Should be easy to do, too. Amen? Our Father in heaven said what? Forgive us. Amazing grace will heal our land. Amen? Amazing grace will let God shine. Are you with me? You want to see God shine? It's time for amazing grace. Amazing grace will show the world the power of his word. It will also shine a bright light on those unwilling to forgive. Understand what I'm saying. Not everybody's going to agree with you that we should forgive the past. Amen? That you should forgive your neighbor. That you should forgive some. But it's, you know what it's going to do? It's going to leave them in the light. Because everybody else is saying, hallelujah, it's a new day. Let's grow forward. Let's prosper. And somebody else is going to say, no, you can't. Why? It'll expose darkness. Amen? God always exposes darkness. Amen? When we walk with God. Are you with me? It will expose hypocrisy. It will expose self, exposing those who only believe in word, not in deed. Amen. I heard it this week. Amazing grace. And I said, fine. Now tell me that we're forgiven. No, they left it there. Oh, amazing grace. Everybody, hallelujah. Well, what about, what's next? Oh, you still want more. So I guess we haven't been forgiven. But God has forgiven who? What did we do to earn it? Are you with me? Let me not tell you about holding on to stuff. You're mad at somebody, and my mother, bless her heart, Mama, I love you so much. She could get mad at you today and be mad at you 3 years from now, Miss Pat. I don't know how she did it, but when she got mad, that was the end of it. She didn't let go, and she carried that with her. When she saw that person, or I said, what are you doing, Ma? When you hold on unforgiveness in your heart, you carry it with you. Amen? People are mad at you for things you had no knowledge about, things you didn't do anything with. Amen? But they're mad at you. Why? Because they don't want to let go of that anger. For some reason, they think that anger is going to bless them, but it's not, is it? It's only going to make them sick. It's going to make those around them sick. Are you with me? A lifetime of unforgiveness never changes one thing. Never changes. You unforgiving, what is that? When you forgive, all of a sudden, you have a new friend. When you forgive, you have a chance for something really beautiful in your life. Amen? When you forgive and let go, you don't even care anymore what they did, said, or did, because now you're released. And when you see them, they can, whatever they want to say, but you say, I already forgave you. Let's move on. But if you want to carry it, you go there because I'm free. Amen? How many want to be free? Thank you, Lord. We all fall short. Say that with me. We all fall short. Anybody not fall short? Anybody ever? No, not me, Lord, but them. I'm good. I'm just going to tell you this, thank you, Lord. This country that we live in, this country, 239 years old. What year is this? 2050. This country that we live in, 239 years old. Amen? We're a nation of what? 100 years after, less than 100 years after we made mistakes. How many know that we made mistakes? Because we're people. Amen? Even people who love God make mistakes. Oh, yes I do. Ask my wife. We make mistakes. We do things we're not proud of. We ask God to forgive us. Amen. We ask people to forgive us. 239 years. Some countries are thousands of years. Russia, France, Germany, all those countries, thousands of years. We've had 239. Amen. And we're working towards getting better every day. Amen. We're working towards it. But some people don't want to work towards getting better. Amen. They want to go back 150 years and keep us in bondage to something that none of us know anything about. Amen. We know that we sinned because we all daily. Right? But this pill, this amazing grace, if they sang that song and then gave the pill to everybody saying, forgive, what would happen? What would happen? What would happen to this country if they said, we forgive you, let's move on. Amen? Are you seeing how we can be healed? Are you seeing how the world can be changed? Not by your opinion. You can still hold on to what you think, but you say, I forgave you, I forgive the country, I forgive the world, and we can stand up and be stronger. Because let me tell you something, this division that's happening is only making everybody weaker. They're cutting things out and dividing us and conquering all this, and at the end, everybody's going to be weaker, amen? Because when one nation is strong together, it stands as a light, amen? We cannot stand divided. The Bible says a house divided cannot stand. For some reason, that's what people want. For some reason, they think it's important that they get that. Are you with me? Unbelievers. Unbelievers. I'm telling you, amazing grace. Hallelujah. How many are with me? Hallelujah. How many know we're never going to be perfect? How many know we're going to make mistakes tomorrow? We'll make people in power will do things that are wrong. Your senator will do something. Everybody else will do something. You're going to do something wrong today. You might say something. Somebody cut you off in traffic. You think that that's a little thing, but not to God. Amen? God said, when you do something wrong, God has to what? Forgive you. Amen? He has to forgive you because you love him. And he said, I forgive you. Amazing. Hallelujah. What is God all about? Amazing. What did you do to earn it? How did you what? Nothing. Amen. What did this world ever do to earn forgiveness? Nothing. God gave it to us freely. You heard what Jesus said on the cross. Forgive them. They know not what they do. I don't know what they did 150 years ago, but I know that it was bad in the world, in this country, and 239 years is trying to take care of things. You look at the rest of the world, thousands of years of fighting and battles and killing and angry people. Amen? We've had 239 years to try to make it a better place. Why is it that everybody wants to come here? You ever wonder that? If it's so bad, why do they want to come here? And then you look around the world. The 4th of July is coming up this week. You look around the world. 144,000 people in Europe, men and women, dead in graves because they went over there to make people free. Amen? They didn't go over there and take anything and take the money and take anything else. They went over there because they believed God and they believed that everybody is entitled to freedom. 144,000 people in Germany alone and over there to save England, to save Germany. Amen? Hallelujah. The things that we've done in the world to Japan and to Germany in the world wars, they've forgiven. Amen? We've walked beyond that. Thousands and hundreds of thousands of people dead. Amen? For a cause of freedom. Amen? Not a cause to take anything. And the world has forgiven us. Amen? The world has grown because we've forgiven each other. It's time for this country to be healed with all they talk about it all the time. They say, oh, amazing grace. Really? Then show me some amazing grace. Are you with me? Because this country will show the world. If we're the only ones, one nation under God, it's our responsibility to show the world. Amen? To let the world know why we're the shining light on the hill, as President Reagan once said. Amen? Or as a wonderful country, the greatest country in the world, as some of the other people of George Washington and Thomas Jefferson believed in this freedom. Amen? The only way for us to show the world is to show amazing. Hallelujah. And that doesn't lift us up. That doesn't lift up Second Congregational. It lifts up who? God. Who wins? God. What changes things? God. Love changes things. Amen. You can't stand in the way of it. And those people that want to hold on, let me tell you one more time, they'll be exposed for what they are. You say, well, why do you want to hold on? Why don't you want to forgive? Because our Father in heaven forgave you on that cross the day they crucified him. Amen? And they might say this, I wasn't there. Really? Well, I wasn't there 150 years ago either. So why don't you forgive? Why don't you show amazing grace. The world's not going to do it. Unbelievers aren't going to do it. But churches all across the country, I'm telling you, and I pray to God that I can get this message. I just really feel like this is the message that people want to hear. The message that can change things today, amen? That the world stand up and churches stand up and say, amazing grace, you're forgiven. God said, forgive, I forgive you. Let's move on together, amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. I spoke some opinion and I spoke some Bible. I'm going to speak two things from the Bible, amen? Every church in America, every church, not unbelievers, amen, but every church. Repay no one evil for evil. Do not avenge yourselves. What was that? Repay no evil for evil. Do not avenge yourself. You want it even better? Thus says the Lord. When the Bible says, thus says the Lord, the Bible and church, in every church they should stand up and say, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. How bright would God shine under the light? How bright would God, your God, our Father, where? How lifted up would he be if all the people in the world that loved him, all the people in all the churches in all the world stood up and said, amazing grace, let's do it today. Here's the pill that will cure all the ills of our world. Amen. It will surround us together as a team, and it will expose those who are against us. Amen. It will make them look as small as they are, because God will shine on them. Hallelujah. Give him praise and glory. One hope, our faith for all. Amazing grace. The next time you hear somebody say it, say, I hope you're going to give it to me. I hope you're just not giving me a song title. You know, Okie from Muskogee. What does that mean? I'm saying amazing grace. Because we all fall short. In Jesus' name. Thank you. Forgive us our trespasses. Means you got to look in the mirror and forgive who? You, the person in the mirror, amen? You want to accept God's forgiveness. He did it on the cross. What did you do to earn it? So if he says you're forgiven because you love him, amen? Who's worthy today? We're going to do the Lord's Supper. We all fall short. Why am I worthy to pass it out? I'm not any more than you are, amen? I haven't fallen. We've all fallen together. Are you with me? Anybody, you give your heart to God, is worthy to pass the Lord's Supper. Are you with me? To partake of the Lord's Supper, amen? This is remembering Jesus for what he did on the cross that we did nothing to earn. He gave it to us as amazing grace, amen? Then we should let the sinner of the sinners pass out the Lord's Supper because he's one of us. Because we all... daily. So take it today with that knowing that he loves you just as he loves me. And there's nobody special. Nobody rises any higher with him. It's a love. Amen. We pass out the Lord's Supper. So I said, but can you really do that? Can anybody pass it out? Of course they can, as far as I'm concerned, because I'm a sinner. And God said that we all fall short, amen? But I repent, and I love him, and he's made me worthy. He sits at his Father's right hand, making me worthy because I simply love his Son, amen? This is for you to remember what he did for you. Amazing. Hallelujah. I just pray that there's just sometimes people say, oh, I don't feel worthy. I don't think I can do that. I need to just remove that boundary, remove that from them, remove that pain, remove that bondage, because that's from the pits of hell. It's not from our God. He died on that cross without anybody doing anything. And he's saying, I forgave you. For you to not forgive yourself is saying, God, you didn't forgive me. Amen. Hallelujah. Be free today. Be free today for what he did for us. Simply remember what he did for you. As he blessed and broke that bread, telling his disciples, this is my body being torn for you. Torn for you. And he simply said, eat and do this in remembrance of him. Remembrance of the amazing grace. Praise God. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive yours. as we forgive those who trespass against us. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. The Bible says if you go to church and you kneel down and you pray to God, if you have something against a brother, he said before you pray to him for something, to go back and make remedy with your brother, get forgiveness from your brother, amen? The Bible says that. Jesus says, don't come to church and get down on your knees and ask me for something if you don't have forgiveness in your heart, amen? So I say today, amazing grace, anybody that receives, have that forgiveness before you. We forgive others as they have trespassed against you. Amen? Forgive us all as he forgave us. That's what you need to do first. Nothing. So if you take this without forgiving, God's saying, I didn't hear you. Amen? Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. You want that forgiveness? Give it. It doesn't cost you anything. It sets you free. And then we can rise above and we can heal. Amen? We can grow and we can prosper. And God gets the glory. Are you with me? He gets the glory. The God that you love, the God that you want to see, that's where you'll see him shining. And darkness won't be able to stand in the way of it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, deacons. Amazing grace, unmerited favor. And he just says to do this in remembrance of him. We humble ourselves in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. He took the wine, he poured it into a cup, and he said, this is my blood that be shed for you for the remission of your sins. Did it for you. You. Not a church. He did it for you. He said to do this in remembrance of him. Oh, when they sing that song today, I pray they get convicted. When they say the Lord's Prayer today, I pray that they get convicted and realize we can't heal without forgiveness. It won't make everything perfect. We won't wake up tomorrow and everything will be perfect, but we'll have a road to recovery. We'll be on a road to healing. We'll be on a road to lifting each and bonding together. Amen? We'll expose the darkness through Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Get saved a wretch like me. Lord, we have committed sin. We ask you to forgive us. This land has sinned. Lord, as believers, we ask you to forgive us this land. This nation under God, we ask you to forgive us. To lead us, to guide us, to keep us stronger, to unite us, Lord. We're not concerned about what the world is doing. We're not concerned about all the things unbelievers are doing. Lord, we're concerned about your people. We're concerned about this church and your name and those that are hungry for you. Hungry for you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, thank you for all the prayers you've answered us this week alone. That you woke us up 7 mornings in a row. In our right mind, they were able to come to church today. Thank you for that blessing. Thank you, Lord, for the rain. Thank you, Lord, that we had nothing to do with it, but you brought the rain. Thank you for the sun and the blue sky. Thank you for those trees. Thank you for this world that you created. We need to thank you, Lord. Before we ask, we need to thank you. Thank you for all the things you got us through this week. For all the highways that we rode on and the miles that we were on with other people around us. And for the miles in the airplane that our brothers and sisters were on. You kept the angels around them. You kept them safe. You brought them home, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you because that was faith in action. We've seen it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you did on that cross. Thank you for your amazing grace, Lord. We remember In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for your word. Amen. Give him praise and glory, church. Let him hear. When they ask, why do you praise God? Why do you clap so much? You tell them, because he inhabits the praise of his. I want God inhabiting this church. Amen.